Oh man, I have to use this as my fucking iPod, man. Holy shit. I'm fucking using this, man. This is mine.
Nice.
I'm Facebooking this shit.
Scott wears bunny slippers is mine.
Oh man.
Actually, I'm taking six.
Which one is more your humor? Which one should Scott have? Should have six, too. Like, that's more professional.
No, because I'm always waiting for the customer's input on something.
Oh, we're going to create fake aliases online.
Fake aliases, you say? What about our gamer aliases?
Whatever.
You know, Xenocat. You know, Renegade. Praise.
Sneezer is practically made for it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm going to totally praise it up, you know?
What number are we on? 18?
18? No, we haven't even seen.
Okay. Yeah, we have. I've seen them all.
No, that's 17.
That's 17.
We haven't gotten 18 yet?
No, that's what he's asking. Are we on 18 yet?
Oh.
Let's see. Okay, there's some 18.
I don't know
either. I don't quite get it.
I don't know either.
I like the backwards text, but it's the wrong statement.
I don't know either. I don't know why I did it.
I don't either. That's awesome. Inside joke one.
I
we'll
have
laugh
to
it.
The rest of
well,
them.
Well, no,
they
look at it and be like, why in the world did they do that? And then they'll read it. And like, I don't know either.
What we should fucking do is have that in our mission statement, man. Holy shit. That'll be our slogan.
No, no.
The other.
Why did you start out becoming? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, man. We're the meth.
He's like the thing to do.
We're the meth generation. Meh.
Although that's so what I respond. That seems like the thing to do.
Yeah, Justin, you have to keep that for you, man. That'll be your slogan. Personal thing. Okay, that was Justin's.
We're up to 18.
Fuck, what should I use as a slogan? I don't know either.
How about this?
We each should have something really cool that our friends would resonate to.
No, it clicks you.
That's it, it's bad, you know, it's like, I see click you. Here. Oh.
Okay, at least make you.
Slogan me. Slogan me. No one's got slogan me.
I get it.
Oh. Registered. Not the .com? Adme's. Oh my god. Adme? Bizme? No.
Oh,
see me. Feel me, touch me. Oh yeah, that's an awesome story about the lead. Why don't you just say it, Chris?
Okay, yeah. Okay, there, that's what 19.
Alright, checking out 19, but check this out. Chris has a great story while we watch 19.
Oh boy, now I'm...
Alright.
So, I was in PC Cyber today, looking for a computer part for that motherboard, and they didn't have that, but what I did get was two leads. This is random tech news. $5. Nice!
That's awesome! We have to use it!
That is so much work, too. That's the best part, like, compared to the rest.
Yeah. Awesome, yeah. Motherfucker. Awesome. No, this is what we need to do. We each have to, and we just have to propagate it. Like, fuck, you know? I mean, how do we get it out there? Each week, it's a different slogan. Each week, we could each use,
sorry,
we could rotate it. Yeah, guys.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you my story about the lead. So I was in PC Cyber today, and they didn't have the part I wanted. But they were talking, and the customer just bought a new computer. And I'm like, I've always been interested in learning about that. I know nothing, but it's such an interesting thing. I'd love to help in hosting your website. And then I flipped out the business card, and I'm like, I don't know if you have a website, but we'd love to work on it for you. And she's like, well, we were actually just thinking about getting a website. So that's practically a guaranteed lead there. And not only that, but then I was chatting with the guy behind the counter, because, you know, they're a socialist Sprint computer there. And fucking, he's like, yeah, so you're starting up a company, eh? And I'm like, yeah, we're hosting websites. Me and 7 other guys got together last November. We got about 50 customers now. And he's like, oh, yeah, nice, nice. And then he pulls up his website to show me, and it's like, can we do this? Can we do this? I'm like, oh, yeah, give us a call.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. There's so much, like, a huge market.
And the potential's out there. You just got to keep your eyes and ears open. That's it. Keep those business cards on you and flip them out whenever you get the chance.
Yeah, exactly. The next month, I'm launching a campaign. We're dropping 10K. We're doing it. I'm just doing a couple of final little checks, and we should be good.
Are we going to have a commercial that gets recorded, type thing? I want you our too. First record, our first commercial
Dude,
recorded.
We can do, no, fuck, we can do a commercial at my place. I have the minicam. We have the studio, production computer. We can do our own commercial.
Is your cam really?
Actually,
Kayla. Is the production quality the
thing that Yeah, what, Scott? We could YouTube.
You know what I need? Yeah. I have a PBX system and a toll-free system coming online on Friday.
Okay.
It's a few bucks or whatever. Anyways, what I want is, like, you know.
Send me the 800 on that, by the way.
When the customers, it's a 188 website. Me, I think, 188 website.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm trying to get it, but it's, yeah, they're giving me a hard time on it right now. They want a lot of money, so I'm trying to work with them, but we'll see. Anyways, yeah, you know when they call it having hold music? You know how sometimes you call companies and you hear, oh, thank you. Right now, website me. We have a special.
This one will call you back.
We need a recording. We need a recording like that. We need, like, a radio ad.
Well, man, I'm going to have to take off, guys, so I'll take this stuff on Wednesday.
All right, Justin, good. Good. Thanks for the good work there. We love the slogans. Good work.
Cool.
Have a great night.
Justin.
What?
Justin, how's Raiden coming? Raiden.
Waiting for him to get back to me. I sent him another group today. He's got some real specific ideas about what he wants the guy's head to look
Perfect,
like.
Perfect, really, so I think, as long as the customer is the one taking the time.
Okay. Just get there. Just CC me on all his emails, okay?
Yeah,
huh?
Probably four or five.
More money for
yeah, I'll do it.
But the upgrades, yeah. See you, Justin.
Later. Hey,
cheers.
Actually, Scott, for terms of, like, doing revisions, is it unlimited for now? And then we're going to start clamping down on that? Or, like, I guess obviously we want to have very happy customers. But once we start pulling in more websites, we're going to have to kind of budget time a bit, you know, harsher. You know, like, I'm thinking one thing, though, is one easy way, because the customers have to get back to you, it's kind of an unknown variable, so they're slow to really die. I mean, if you put your time in that way, that's going to get something there, being created by your customer generation. But have customer-generated tickets. The customers send us, like, what they want. Can we set that up somehow?
Easily.
Okay.
The problem is we're going to get spam-ups automatically.
Unless they have their own email account, like their own website me if they send it to
Yeah, if they have their own website me account, then they can stop that.
Well, because we give them an account, right? The domain, we could just map it back. Yeah, but if it's from them, like, say if we give them an account, and so say it from their name to us, you know, then we can filter those. Like, it's a specific thing that has to be a specific size or something, like have some sort of filter in it. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, so you like the hand icon there, Scott, and the slogans and that kind of idea of,
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, well, you know what? I was talking with,